It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Week 5, not very kind to the area's Catholic teams last week as they combined to go 1-6 in our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night. Newark Catholic hung tough through the weather delays and injuries, but fell short at Licking Heights 28-21. Also last Friday, DeSales lost to Covington Catholic 35-14. Waterson fell to Benedictine on the last play of the game 17-14. Reedy topped Liberty Union 35-7. St. Charles fell to Washington Courthouse 29-14. Hartley dropped a close one at Clinton Massey 34-31, and Fisher Catholic lost to Burn Union 27-13. All of the area's Catholic high school football teams are in action tonight, highlighted by two Central Catholic League head-to-head matchups, and one of them is our CCL Game of the Week as DeSales hosts St. Charles. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you the live play-by-play beginning with the pregame show at 6:45 here on AM 820. Also this evening, Hartley welcomes Waterson to Jack Ryan Field. Reedy is on the road at undefeated Amanda Clear Creek. Newark Catholic hosts Utica, and Fisher Catholic faces Grove City Christian. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with our coach, Larry Wolf, about last week's Newark Catholic Licking Heights game and break down tonight's St. Charles DeSales matchup. Then we'll talk with Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Release a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. It was a long night for our broadcast team of Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf last Friday due to an hour and a half weather delay. Newark Catholic's 28-21 loss to Licking Heights in our CCL Game of the Week didn't wrap up until almost 11:30. Larry joining us now on the preview show. And Coach, have you recovered yet from the lack of sleep from last Friday?
No. In one word, no. It was a long night, but it was a fun night. I mean, we're up there with a good crew, Randy and me, and you know, all the guys up there and you guys back here in the station. It was a good night. We had a lot of fun.
Doug mentioned hour and a half weather delay. It looked like we were going to start after 30 minutes. Then it got delayed again. Then it got delayed again. We go on air with the game about 8:30 last week. How difficult is that for the teams to be all jacked up and ready to take the field, and then they've got to sit and wait for 90 minutes?
Well, the good news is that it wasn't 25 years ago when this happened, because at least now these kids all have their earbuds and their own music, and they can get into their own mind and their own world, and you know, they have their own ways of distracting themselves from the reality of that they're sitting in a stinky locker room for an hour and a half. But if you'd have gone back 20, 25 years when none of that stuff existed, those kids would have been climbing the walls. The coaches would have been climbing the walls. In fact, the coaches probably would have been standing out in the rain rather than being in the locker room with the guys, because in those days there was just nothing you could do. So you just sat there, and the tension got worse, and the noise got worse, and the stench got worse, and everything got worse. So at least now the kids can get into their own little world, their own music, and you know, do that kind of stuff.
And as it turned out, it was quite a game, with Newark Catholic rallying from a big deficit and falling 28-21 to Licking Heights. Now tonight, Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt are at Alumni Stadium for the DeSales St. Charles Showdown in our CCL Game of the Week, live immediately following the preview show right here on AM 820. And Larry, this will be Cardinals head coach Deke Hoker's introduction to this rivalry. What does he have in store tonight?
What an introduction this is, right? We saw Coach Hoker's guys in week one, and I absolutely thought they may or may not win a game. I mean, I didn't know their whole schedule. I don't know the teams that they were playing, but I thought, oh my goodness, I just feel bad for them, because you take over a team and you have such high expectations of yourself and your team, and then they just basically laid an egg. But since then, they've gotten better. So in that regard, they're playing better. The problem is they're running into a buzzsaw. DeSales has to win. They have to continue to win, because they've lost two really tough games. They have to win. DeSales has to win, because they've got the upcoming match with Hartley, which is going to determine maybe for both of them who gets in the playoffs and who doesn't. And so these are big games for DeSales, so they're going to be focused. St. Charles is the prohibitive underdog, and it probably will end up that way. But I expect to see a little bit more fight out of them than we saw week one.
Larry DeSales will be breaking in a new quarterback tonight because starter Reno Godfrey is out for the year with a broken ankle suffered last week against Covington Catholic. How difficult is that to have to replace a starter midway through the season at any position, but especially quarterback?
Well, at quarterback, I mean, it just puts pressure on every other position on the field. The defense has to play better now because we may or may not be able to score as many points. The offense has to block longer and has to do more things better because they don't have a quarterback to erase their mistakes now. So all of those things go into it. I'm sure they have a lot of confidence in their new quarterback, but until he's game-tested on Friday night in a hostile environment, you never know exactly what you're going to get. And I think he'll be fine this week, but as this season goes on, more's going to be added to his plate, and he's going to have to step up and really be good. And this is a good week for him to get started, but it's tough on everybody on the team.
And a little bit later in the show, we'll check in with DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins and talk about that starting quarterback. For now, Larry, thanks for joining us. We look forward to hearing you and Randy at 6:45.
Looking forward to it, guys. And hopefully all this rain is cleared out this week. We don't have any problems tonight, so hopefully we'll have a nice, good game.
All right, Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhart bring you the CCL Game of the Week immediately following the preview show as St. Charles visits DeSales. And after the game, keep it right here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Our own Ryan Baker and this week's sports editor Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio, and they talk with the coaches and players from the key games. And you can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard and get all the scores on our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Newark Catholic sits at 1-4 on the year after that tough loss to Licking Heights 28-21 in our game of the week last Friday night. Green Wave head coach Ryan Aiello joins us now. And Ryan, your players all set to go at 7 o'clock. Then you have, due to lightning, it gets pushed back to 7:30, then 7:50. Finally, the game gets underway at 8:30. How difficult is that on your players?
Yeah, you know, I'd say the thing is both teams had to go through it. So I don't want to say there was any one particular advantage for any one team going out there. For us, it was very important that we kept the kids' composure. You know, we didn't want to get them too excited too early. So we just wanted to communicate everything that was happening so the kids could just relax. You know, we had anticipated a little bit that there could be a delay. And I'll tell you, the great parents that we have at Newark Catholic did a great job just kind of providing us some snacks. I know that's a small component of the game, but it was very important when you have an hour and a half delay.
Coach, last week we've talked with you about the season-ending injury to your quarterback, Matt Carlisle, and that wide receiver mm-hmm. Lucas Pierce would be taken over under center. He responded with 148 yards passing, two touchdowns. He even ran one in on the ground for the tying score in the fourth quarter. How pleased were mm-hmm. you with Lucas's performance against the Hornets?
Oh, I was very impressed with that young man. And given the consideration, or taking into consideration, the weather conditions that he was in. And again, the opponent that is Licking Heights, they're an incredible team. So I was very pleased with how he reacted to that type of adversity. Rallied, the offensive line rallied behind him, wide receivers, running back. It was just a great team effort. Again, not the result that we wanted, but we did show a lot given that situation.
Speaking with Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, his Green Wave hosting Utica this evening. Like you, Utica is 1-4 on the year. They've been shut out the past 2 weeks, but these games between you and the Redskins always seem to be close. That makes for a good rivalry, does it not?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know, we've been watching film and practicing for everything that they're doing, and they do a great job offensively and defensively. They find unique ways to get some of their playmakers the ball.
Coach, you guys have lost four in a row, but the past three have all been close by 2 points, 5 points, 7 points. Just how close do you think your team is to putting it all together?
I do believe we are very close. You know, one thing that we've really been preaching to the team the past couple weeks, and especially this week, is just that finishing mentality. Ensuring that we are competing on every single play and winning those situations. We've been doing a lot more situational football. You know, we've had those few games that you've mentioned. We've gotten down early on in the game, and that can't happen. You know, we've got to start strong.
All righty, Coach. Good luck getting that fast start tonight.
Thank you very much.
Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, the Green Wave hosting Utica this evening. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks tight end and defensive end Jordan Kirkbride. Then we'll check in with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. All of that and more straight ahead on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Ever been out at a restaurant and noticed the people at another table all looking at their smartphones? The world has changed, and the majority of internet searches are now mobile. If you own a business, give RevLocal a call to review your strategy so you reach new customers. At RevLocal, we personalize digital marketing to help you reach the people who need you. RevLocal, an Inc. 500 company for the past 5 years. Give us a call today at 1-800-456-7470.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Bishop Hartley fell to 3-2 on the year with a tough 34-31 loss at Clinton Massey last Friday night. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joining us now. Two heavyweights in the state going back and forth for four quarters. Just how good was that game, Coach?
Oh, it was a great football game. I think it was just as you described. It was back and forth. It was tooth and nail. You know, all the hyperbole lived up to the hype. You know, they were able to score a little bit more than us, but gosh, the game kept going. It would have been back and forth the whole time. One of those games where we're really playing a mirror of ourselves. I think if we played them 10 times, it'd probably be about 5-5 with every game being within a touchdown. They're a great team. I mean, they're going to be a state title contender. That's for sure.
Coach, it's the third quarter of the game. You've got a 17-10 lead, and you try a fake punt deep in your own territory. Massey stops it. They score and take a little bit of the momentum. What was your thinking at that time of the game and thinking to go for that play at that moment?
Well, I'm the head coach, and we've won a lot of games, so that would be the easy answer. I'm going to do what I think's best, but that would sound probably pretty arrogant and stupid. So those deserve answers, and we've got to answer for them. Our thought process is this: that the ball was on the 7, we had to kind of hold up with them because they were coming after it, and I think that if we would have punted it, they would have probably got the ball on the 30, maybe inside the 30, and that would have been a little bit tough sledding for them. That was one line of thinking. The other line of thinking is, you know, you want to be aggressive. You want to try to win the game. You want to do everything you can to win the game, and certainly the call did not work out. I mean, I'd be stupid to say if I had to do it all over again, I would do it all over again. Again, that would be arrogant and selfish to do that, but we sold the kids all week that if we get this look, no matter what, we're going to run it, and we're going to go for it. And we really had the look we wanted, and Jordan Kirkbride and Marcellus Parker and Antonio Tucker had great blocks. They shot that doggone inside gap, which we didn't expect, and the kid made a great play on it. And that's football. You know, we've won a lot of games being aggressive. We're going to continue to be aggressive. You know, we firmly believe that more mistakes are made for indecision than wrong decision, and we're going to go and full speed ahead. But you got to evaluate it afterwards, and you certainly look at the kids and say, man, I wish I had done different.
And you're too modest to say it, but we will say it. That fake punt has worked for you guys a whole lot more than it hasn't worked. So sometimes you got to gamble and live with the result.
Yeah, and we sell that to the kids that we're going to go for it. We're going to take shots. We're going to be aggressive, and we're not going to look back. And I think that's a fun way to play. You know, the kids have been quoted for years and years that they enjoy playing that style. We enjoy coaching that style. But those were all things that go through your mind long before you ever make those decisions.
Speaking with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, is Hawks hosting Waterson tonight in a Central Catholic League showdown. The Eagles 2-3 this year, but they seem to be a much more competitive team than they were last year. How have they improved?
You know, they're playing a lot more crisp. I think that's the best way to say it. They've kind of changed who they are offensively and defensively. They run the same defense we run, an odd front, and they're aggressive and they're well coached. And offensively, you know, they play to the skill sets of the kids. The big tight end's a really good player, and they get the ball to his hands pretty quickly. The other receivers are really good guys and run great routes. And the quarterback, you know, you can tell he's going to be a really good one. Gets the ball out of his hands really quick, which really causes you some problems because you don't want to really bring the house because they'll screen you to death and they'll get the ball out so quick. But you can't really drop everybody or he's going to have a lot of time to throw.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against Waterson.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. Family is something that the Hawks preach daily, and that's certainly important to tight end, defensive end Jordan Kirkbride, who spoke with our Ryan Baker at practice this week.
Jordan, a really tough 34-31 loss to Clinton Massey last week. Sometimes in big games, those things kind of happen. Do you guys ever sit back? I know you're in the moment right now, but think about some of these big games that you guys play, the Toledo Central Catholics, the Clinton Masseys, games like that, and realize just how special that is, something you can look back on later in life.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we know how big those games are because, I mean, it's two powerhouse football teams playing against each other. I mean, most kids don't get to say they play in games like that. So we're just excited to play in every game we have, and especially those two big games. I mean, all we can do is learn from them, so, you know.
And you just mentioned it right there. Games like that, even though you don't come out on the winning side of things, really help you for later on in the
Absolutely.
Postseason.
Yeah, because, I mean, those teams that we played, I mean, we're going to see teams like that in the playoffs every single
week.
Yeah.
For sure. Of course, the last time Hartley played Clinton Massey, it was a classic. You've had a couple brothers, Austin and Cody, that played here. Hartley is kind of in your family. Just talk about that a little bit and what this school means to not just you, but your entire family.
I mean, Hartley's huge for us. I mean, my mom actually went here for high school. But Austin, I've been going to games since Austin's been here, so probably back 2009, 2010. And, I mean, I've been here ever since. It's been awesome.
You guys move on this week. You take on Watterson, your first, I guess, true CCL game this year. You already beat Reedy, but this one here, this one goes towards the title.
Yeah.
We just heard Coach say it to you guys at the end of practice, how important these CCL games are. What kind of emphasis do you guys put on them?
Honestly, I mean, I think every game's the same. Every game is just as important as the other one. I mean, I know we say it's a league game and everything, but, I mean, we're not going to play harder just because it's Watterson. We're not going to play harder just because it's, you know, DeSales. We're going to play the same every single game.
You guys have beaten Watterson six straight times since the rivalry renewed. What do you think it is about this matchup? Obviously, you've had great teams. What is it about this matchup that favors you guys?
I mean, as always, we're just a really physical team. And, I'm excited to see how Watterson, you know, holds up against it. I mean, because we're going to be pounding the ball, so it should be fun.
All right, Jordan, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get inside and watch that film. Good luck when you guys take on Watterson this week.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Hartley tight end and defensive end Jordan Kirkbride and our Ryan Baker for that. The Hawks hosting Watterson tonight. Fisher Catholic lost for the first time this season last Friday, falling to Bern Union 27-13. Irish head coach Doug Miller joining us now on the preview show. And coach, it was a 14-7 game heading into the fourth quarter, but the Rockets got two more scores and came away with the win. What were they able to do in that final quarter to pull away?
Well, I tell you, we shot ourselves in the foot all night long. We had over 200 yards penalties. That's never good. We had them pinned several times and gave them a short field on penalties in the first half. It cost us. We felt like we were in a perfect position to make a run in that third and fourth quarter. And again, penalties ate us up, just ate us up on the defensive side of the ball. And when you have a running back like Dickerson, you can't give a kid like that two and three shots in a drive. You just can't do it. If you pin them and stop them, you got to go to work. Well, we put ourselves in the box because we had them pinned, gave up a big penalty. Had them pinned, gave up a big penalty, and you can't give a kid like that that's that good three shots in a drive. You just can't. And he was able to put us away in the fourth quarter pretty handily. Now, we're driving the ball in the third quarter, and I thought we were in a great position. Quarterback makes slips coming out of the pocket, puts the ball up, and they pick six and take it down the field and kind of sealed us right there. We were coming down to score and hopefully win that football game.
We're speaking with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. His Irish looking to get back in the win column when they host Grove City Christian tonight. You mentioned the penalties last week, coach. Have your players responded the way that you hoped they would in practice this week?
Yes, they have. You know what? We've watched the film. It's all correctable. I'd rather get it out of the way now than later on down the road. You know, we're getting into the meat of our schedule this coming week. So, again, that's something that we want to get that taste out of our mouth now and prepare for our late season run.
Coach, the Eagles offense led by quarterback Brett Baker, who was also a starter at defensive back for Grove City Christian, and he has seven interceptions already on the season. I'm guessing he's someone that you've had to game plan for on both sides of the ball this week?
He's just a good athlete. You know, you can't take good athletes for granted. Yeah, we game plan for every scenario, and he's certainly one of them. The running back's another great kid. I mean, you know, he might be small, but that he is tough as nails, and he can get it done for him. So, yeah, we've been preparing, and we've been very focused this week. So hopefully we can come out and we can get back on track.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against Grove City Christian.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish 3-1 on the season, hosting Grove City Christian tonight. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, we'll talk with Reedy head coach Brian Cross and Silver Knights running back Jack Foley. Then we'll check in with Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy and Eagles running back Tommy Bear. Stay with us.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Bishop Reedy was the lone Central Ohio Catholic High School football team to get a win last week as they beat Liberty Union 35-7. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joins us now on the show. And coach, you racked up 484 yards in offense against the Lions. After a couple of tough losses, do you feel like your guys needed that dominating performance?
Oh, without a doubt. When you lose the way we've lost the past couple weeks, and we needed a win really bad, but more importantly, we needed to play well and we needed to show improvement. And I really believe we did that as a whole, offense, defense, and most of our special teams.
Coach, I know we talk with you a lot about your running back, Jack Foley, but he has another huge game last week, 263 yards and 4 touchdowns on 28 carries. While you're watching Jack play, do you ever sit back and think, there's no way that he can be doing the things he's doing at his size?
You know, I've been thinking that ever since he started playing for us a year ago. and plus the fact that we give him the ball so many times and how durable he's been, you know, up to this point. And, you know, we're trying to spread the ball around a little bit more and give it to our other backs and trying to throw it a little bit more. But He's a special kid, and he runs the ball with great vision. He doesn't give people, you know, full body shots at him. He's pretty special, and we're lucky to have him. And our offensive line did an outstanding job this week also.
We're joined by Reedy head coach Brian Cross. His Silver Knights traveled to undefeated Amanda Clear Creek tonight. The Aces are 5-0, averaging 36 points a game offensively while giving up just 9.5 points a game defensively. What makes this Amanda team so good, coach?
You know, I think it's how hard they play. They play hard on both sides of the ball, and that's the thing that impresses me the most. Their offense is good. They've got several backs that can run the ball. Not real big in stature, but very quick and good field vision. Their offensive line is very solid, and they just defensively, they run to the football. They're very aggressive, and that's what impresses me the most about them.
They also have a quarterback in Peyton Madison who's very good running and throwing the football. How key will it be to slow him down tonight?
It's going to be real important, because once you think you've got him hemmed in, when he drops back the pass, he finds a little hole and he darts through it, and he's got great quickness and appears on film to have great speed. So, yeah, we're going to have to try to contain him tonight, and you're not going to stop him, so you got to contain him and maybe hopefully force him into some long third down plays.
All righty, coach, good luck tonight against Amanda Clear Creek.
Thank you very much.
Reedy head coach Brian Cross. We talked with coach about the huge game his junior running back Jack Foley had last week. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Jack earlier this week.
Jack, 35-7 victors over Liberty Union on Friday night. Huge game for you, 263 yards, 4 touchdowns. Tell me how good it felt to have a big game like that individually and for your team to get back on track there and put up a big win.
It was a really good win for us. You know, we were 1-3 going into that game, so we needed a win really badly, and to win in that type of way, it just gave our team a boost of confidence that we really needed headed into this second half of the season.
You guys started off the game 14-0 at halftime and exploded for 1 point. Talk about your team's reaction there coming out of the locker room at halftime and how you guys were able to explode for 21 points.
Coming in, you know, we're making some mistakes during the game, but we knew we could do better, and we've been working hard all week. So, we knew we were capable of more than just that. So coming into the second half, we gave that extra effort and just gave it all that we could to do the rest.
This week, no easy task. It's Amanda Clear Creek. 5-0, coming off a big win over Fairfield Union, 45-6. What do you see in Amanda Clear Creek that's made them so successful this season?
You know, watching film, all those guys play well together. They all play hard. And, you know, you can see why they're 5-0, because they all play hard and they all fire out. And, yeah, they just work well together.
In their last game against Fairfield Union, they didn't give up one pass, and they picked them off twice. What are you guys working on this week to make sure that doesn't happen to you guys, first of all? And what do you see in breaking down their defense on what you can exploit?
You know, we're going to be working hard all week, watching film, game planning for them. I think our receivers can definitely make catches and make plays, and I know our quarterback can get the ball there. And I know our line's going to – we're going to work hard to make sure our running game plan's in place, and we feel like we can move the football on the ground against them too. So we'll just be trying to put all those things into place for Friday night.
Well, good luck this week against Amanda Clear Creek, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Reedy running back Jack Foley and our Chris Higgins, the Silver Knights on the road at Amanda Clear Creek tonight. Bishop Waterston lost a heartbreaker 17-14 on the final play of the game to lose to Benedictine last Friday night. Eagles head coach Brian Kennedy joins us now. And coach, how tough was it to see Bengals kicker Ivan Schurin hit that field goal as time expired?
I didn't watch. I had my back turned. I was waiting to see the reaction from the crowd to see if he made it or not. I couldn't watch.
So just like Urban when he was suspended, you only watch the good plays, huh, Coach?
right.
You had to be.
No, that's just a tough situation. I mean, good on them. The kid made it. I mean, that's just a tough situation.
Coach, last week your passing game, which has been so good, had trouble getting going, but running back Tommy Bear picked up the slack. He rushes for 205 yards and two scores. He has had a pretty good season so far, rushing for over 500 yards already and five touchdowns. What is it about Tommy that makes him so tough to stop?
He had a really good offseason. Last year, I mean, he basically lost last year as a sophomore because of injuries, and I just... You know, he was a baseball kid, so he didn't play baseball in the spring, so he could get in the weight room, just work on his craft, and, you know, obviously it's paying off for him.
We're joined on the preview show by Bishop Waterston head coach Brian Kennedy. His Eagles with their first Central Catholic League game of the year tonight when they take on Hartley on the road. You've played some tough teams so far against Orange, Jerome, Benedictine, and Wheelersburg, all on your schedule, but is there anything that can prepare you for Hartley?
No. I mean, the intensity, the focus, and just what they do is just so different. And, you know, it's tough for the scout, those young guys, to even try and mimic it in practice. So, you know, and especially we got a lot of guys that haven't played against them at the varsity level. So it's going to be a challenge for us tonight.
Coach, you've already played a bunch of teams that you've played last season. Last year, Hartley, one of them, you lost 34-0. But there's no doubt, watching your team, that you can see you're much improved this season. Is this a game where you can really see just how much, how far you've come?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this could be a measuring stick for us in terms of where we are this year and even where we want to be as a program, you know, down the road.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against Hartley.
Thanks, fellas.
Waterston head coach Brian Kennedy. Coach spoke a little bit about his junior running back Tommy Bear and his great performance this season. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Tommy at practice earlier this week.
Tommy, a rough one last week. You guys lose 17-14 to Benedictine on the final play of the game when they kick a field goal. Man, what were you feeling when that field goal went in there at the end? That had to be tough.
Disappointment. I mean, we definitely should have won that game.
32-yard touchdown for you in the final minutes of the game, and you guys get the two-pointer to tie. I'm sure you guys were excited right back in it. Talk about the feeling there when you guys tied the game up.
I think offensively we were just kind of looking forward to the next possession where we got to try to win it.
You had a great game last week on the ground. The passing game didn't really get going, but on the ground you rushed for 205 yards and that touchdown. What was working for your ground game last week?
I mean, the line was just blocking really well. They were getting to the second level, and then I was just bursting through the linebackers, and it was just me versus the safeties.
With that, you've had a really good year so far this year. You've rushed for over 500 yards. You've got five rushing touchdowns, one touchdown catching the ball. I know the line's a big part, but what individually for you has been working?
I think just reading my blocks, knowing when they're turning a guy in or turning him out, I got to cut off them and get upfield.
You guys move on this week. You take on now Hartley, your first CCL game of the year. How much importance do you guys put on the CCL games?
It's hugely important. I mean, it's one of our two goals in the offseason, is CCL and state championship. So
You've talked about that line play opening up holes for you guys in the backfield and for quarterback Jacob Hoyne. You lost a big part of that, though, with Grant Holzinger, your center. Looks like he might be out for the year with this leg injury. How tough is that to lose him at this point in the season?
I mean, he's a huge guy. He's just a monster up front. I mean, you can't really replace him. You got to kind of just move on with what you got.
You guys have played the Jeromes, the Olentangy Oranges, the Benedictines, the Walshes, Wheelersburg, another great team. How do you think your schedule so far has prepared you for a tough Hartley team this week?
Probably just the toughness of those teams. Hartley's a really tough team. They're going to bring it to you every play, just like Wheelersburg and Jerome.
Well, Tommy, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get inside. Good luck this week when you guys take on Hartley.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Watterson Jr. running back Tommy Bear for that. The Eagles with a huge matchup against Hartley tonight. When we come back from this short break, it's all about the CCL Game of the Week with St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker and Cardinals linebacker Jake Moore. Then it's the Sales head man Ryan Wiggins and Stallions two-way starter Anthony Cerrone. Straight ahead on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Release a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com, and remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. It was a big night defensively for Washington Courthouse last Friday as they had four interceptions and scored two touchdowns on defense while beating St. Charles 29-14. Cardinals head coach Deke Hoker joins us now on the Preview Show. And what was working for the Blue Lions on defense last week, Coach?
Well, their corner, he made a couple good plays, and their linebacker made a nice break on a route we tried to hit. And, you know, we just made too many mistakes. We gave them a fumble and bounced to a guy for a score. Things you can't do to beat anybody.
Coach, in your win over New Philadelphia the week before, you had a lot of success running the ball, rushing for over 400 yards. Last week against Washington Courthouse, you threw the ball 46 times. Was that the game plan going into the game, or is that just the way the game kind of went?
Well, I think it was more just the way the game kind of went. And some of the throws we got into some of our throwing passing sets and was able to move the ball. You know, Dan DiNapoli did a pretty good job. I mean, he spread the ball around. I think we had three or four guys with five catches, and it was pretty effective for us. And it was just, you know, the turnovers was the difference, really.
We're joined by St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker. His Cardinals have their first Central Catholic League game of the year tonight when they take on DeSales on the road in our CCL Game of the Week, live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45. This will be your first CCL game as a head coach, Deke. What are you expecting tonight?
It's going to be a great environment. Any CCL game is two communities coming together to compete, and it's exciting. I mean, a lot of great families. Two great schools, and, you know, what better way to celebrate that with Friday night football?
DeSales has had a lot of success throwing the ball this season, Coach, but their quarterback, Reno Godfrey, went down for the year with a broken ankle last week. Does that change anything for you guys tonight?
No, I don't think so. I mean, first of all, our prayers, St. Charles football team and St. Charles community pray for him and his family, that he comes back with a full recovery. He's a good player, but, you know, DeSales they have other guys. I'm sure they got somebody waiting to step up and fill that shoes. So, you know, we just got to prepare like we always prepare for the things that they're doing on offense. They're doing a lot of good stuff. They got a lot of other good athletes, good line, well coached. So it'd be a good challenge that we're looking forward to.
All righty, Coach, and very classy on your part and your players' parts to be praying for Godfrey. Kind of puts the game into perspective. So thanks again for joining us, and best of luck tonight against DeSales.
Thanks a lot, guys.
St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker. The Cardinals' defense will need to come up big tonight against the Stallions. Our Chris Higgins spoke with linebacker Jake Moore earlier this week.
Jake, Friday night, you guys dropped a game in Washington Courthouse 29-14. Defense didn't play too bad though. Offense through four picks. How frustrating is that defense, you know, when you guys are playing solid and they can turn?
It's definitely frustrating, but we just got to try and keep the other offense from scoring. So
halftime, obviously adjustments were made, but how's the defense try to pick up the offense?
We try to pick them up by getting three and outs and getting them in good field position.
This week, it's DeSales week. Not a lot to be said about that. It's a CCL rival. Tell me about how excited you are for this being your senior year, for this your last shot at DeSales.
Definitely very excited. It's going to be, like you said, last chance, so we got to play hard all four quarters.
And their offense was coming in rolling. They had running back Joey Velasquez and quarterback Reno Godfrey, but Reno Godfrey is out for the season. It's kind of a good news, bad news thing for you guys because obviously you don't have to face him, but they're not so sure what they're going to do at quarterback, so how difficult is that to prepare for?
It's harder to prepare for, but we just try and prepare for their scheme in general.
What do you see on their tape that makes them so efficient as an offense, and is there one area where you guys need to focus on mainly this week?
They got good running backs, like you said, Joey Velasquez, and they run the read option, so we got to stop that for sure.
Anything special this week?
Just making sure we get our assignments right, and got to focus on tackling like we did tackling circuit today, just to really sew up those loose ends.
Gotcha. Well, you know, 2-3 this year, you guys got a little momentum, so does that give you a little more confidence heading into this game?
Definitely gives us a little more confidence having those two wins. So we're just looking week by week.
All right, well, good luck this week against DeSales. Good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you, sir.
Our thanks to St. Charles linebacker Jake Moore and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals getting ready for a Central Catholic League showdown against DeSales tonight in our CCL Game of the Week right here on AM 820. Speaking of the Stallions, they're 3-2 after falling to Covington Catholic 35-14 last week. DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins joining us now on the preview show. And, Coach, you had a 14-7 lead in the second quarter. It was tied at 14 at the half. Obviously, your starting quarterback got hurt. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes, but how were the Colonels able to pull away in the second half?
Well, it was 21-14, and we were down, and we got down to the 3-yard line, had some penalties. We had a few of those during the game that hurt us. Missed a field goal after that, and then some things fell apart with some injuries and other things, but I'm not totally disappointed in the way our kids played. I thought we played really hard, and kids continued to fight. I don't think the score is indicative, and it doesn't matter anyway. You know, a loss is a loss. But I do feel like some of our self-inflicted penalties were a killer, and throughout the game, you know, not just at critical moments, but throughout the game, they were killed some drives we had, killed some momentum that we had going, and you know, and then. I give them some credit, too. They have some really good players. Their running back broke some tackles and made a few plays where we thought we had them bottled up. And, you know, again, they played a little better than we did all in all, and deserved to win the game. But still got to focus on cleaning up our own mistakes and our own penalties.
Coach, you talked about it a little bit there in your answer, but it was a pretty sloppy game last week with both teams committing turnovers and combining for 274 yards in penalties. Do you think that the weather and the delays that everybody had to deal with last Friday night helped play a part in that?
It probably did. I mean, we warmed up three different times. They warmed up three different times, you know, making the walk to and from. You get ready to go, and then you got to shut it down, and it's all part of it. I mean, both teams dealt with the same adversity. I don't think that helped matters at all. You know, you're kind of gearing up to get ready to go at 7, and you don't get to kick it off until 25 after 8. But that's all part of it, not an excuse, just circumstances that happened, and again, happened for both teams. So I don't think that helped either team, but it was just something that we had to try to deal with, and maybe they dealt with it a little better than we did.
Joined by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, his Stallions welcoming rival St. Charles to Alumni Stadium tonight in our CCL Game of the Week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, immediately following the preview. And last week, Coach, you lost your quarterback Reno Godfrey to a broken ankle, obviously out for the season. Your backup quarterback Vince Thompson got hurt the week before. Colin Moriarty came in and finished the game last week. Now that you've had a week of practice to plan for it, what's the plan at QB tonight?
Well, we sort of had to retool. You know, that information was all new to us. After Reno got hurt going into our game, we didn't know that our backup was as injured as he was until some things occurred, you know, during pregame and things like that. So it was a strange situation, but I'm going to put it in the hands of Joey Velasquez. He's a senior. He's a leader. He's one of our very best football players, if not our best. And, you know, we have a good, determined group of seniors. I think they're hardworking. I think they've been unselfish. They've had great attitudes. I want to put it in their hands and live with it, you know, because I think they've earned that. So Joey's a really good athlete. Obviously, he's a athlete, an all around athlete. You name it, I think he can do it. So we're going to put him there and roll with it and see what happens.
All right, Coach. Good luck tonight against St. Charles.
Okay, thanks, guys.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. As Coach mentioned, linebacker Joey Velasquez, also a running back, will start at quarterback tonight with the injury situation against St. Charles. Wide receiver and free safety Anthony Cerrone should also see some time under center, and he spoke with our Ryan Baker earlier this week.
Anthony, a 35-14 loss to Covington Catholic last week, a game that both teams capitalized on miscues a lot. You guys just had a couple more. How difficult is that when you're playing a team as good as Covington Catholic to have those mistakes and then they capitalize on them?
Yeah, it's real big. You know, Coach was just telling us how he was proud of the way we fought, but, you know, we played hard, but we just didn't play well enough, and how we got to play hard and we got to play well to win those games. And, you know, it's tough, you know, losing those key parts that we had and everything. But it was just tough, you know, not playing well enough. That's always tough when you play hard enough.
You talk about those key parts. You have a couple guys go out in that game due to injury late in the game. Your quarterback, Reno Godfrey, goes out. He's really been having a good year for you guys. The offense has been clicking. How tough of a blow is that for you guys losing Reno for the season?
Yeah, you know, it was really hard. It was one of those where he's laying on the ground and he's in pain and you're just like, come on, man, you got to get up. And then you just see, like, you know, it's probably not going to be all right. And along with Reno, my little brother Frank dislocated his shoulder, so that was a little personal, you know, seeing him down. So, but he's looking pretty good. He says he's feeling better, so I'm hoping he can get back out there soon.
And Frank, a two-way starter on the line, that's always tough as well, too. You guys move on this week. It's your first CCL game of the week, taking on St. Charles. I know that those CCL games are always very important to you guys, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, that's one positive thing we're looking forward to going into this week. You know, after the loss and everything, we're just saying all our goals are still in front of us with the CCL playoffs and everything, and we're ready to get after it, and whatever comes our way, we're ready to handle it.
Talk about miscues. St. Charles is a team that shown some improvement this year, but miscues and turnovers have definitely been their downfall. They had four interceptions they threw last week in their loss to Washington Courthouse. Is that something on defense you guys are looking to take advantage of?
Oh, yeah, always. We're always looking for turnovers and just ways to get the upper edge on teams like that, so you know, we take good pride in our defense, and that's what we're trying to do.
Talking to Coach here, he says you and Joey Velasquez are going to get the first shot at taking over for quarterback with Reno. You guys going to practice this week, probably both get some snaps in the game. How exciting is that for you, and what do you think about that?
Yeah, that's really exciting for me. I played quarterback my freshman and sophomore year, but, of course, I was triple option, so a lot different. But I know Joey played quarterback his freshman year, but, yeah, we're really excited with all the just airing it out, trying to air it out as much as we can, even though, you know, that's not our expertise, you know.
You've played just about every other position out here for DeSales in your 3 years, so might as well throw quarterback in there as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Anthony, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get inside. Good luck this week when you guys take on St. Charles.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our thanks to DeSales Mr. Everything, Anthony Cerrone, and our Mr. Everything, Ryan Baker, for that. St. Charles against DeSales in our CCO Game of the Week tonight, live right here on AM 820, immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this final timeout.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Week 6 of the high school football season is upon us, and all of the area's 7 Catholic teams are in action tonight, including 2 Central Catholic League matchups. Hartley hosts Waterson. Reedy travels to Amanda Clear Creek. Newark Catholic welcomes Utica to Whitefield. Fisher Catholic battles Grove City Christian. And in our CCL Game of the Week, it's a Central Catholic League showdown as DeSales invites St. Charles to Alumni Stadium. As always, you can hear the Game of the Week right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. And don't forget, after the game, keep it right here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk to the coaches from around the area. If you have a score, tweet us at AM820Scoreboard and visit our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.